I want to just share four quick points with you and we're done. Number one, because we've already talked about some of these. Guys, you can't be infatuated with the world and not get captured by it. You can't view it, listen to it, hang out with it, etc. Because eventually it's going to make off with you. You know, I don't think any of you are in high school. And when your parents said something like that to you in high school, what was your reaction? No, well, like, oh no, come on, Mom. Guys, you're not kids anymore. It's time for you to have an adult worldview. It's time for you to understand what the Bible says is true. You cannot be infatuated with the world and not get raped by it. It will happen at some level. Number two, you cannot buy your way out of sin's consequences, and you cannot hide your motives from God. You know, if Hamar and Shechem were really sorry about what they'd done, they should have come and repented, and they should have offered Shechem up for justice. Instead, their motives were, you know, somehow they thought they could go through the motions and God wouldn't know. But you can't buy your way out. And God knows the difference between genuine repentance and people who are really interested in entering covenant with him and people who are just trying to skate by on his blessings. He knows the difference. Number three, you cannot hide the idolatry in your life and hope that it won't have any lasting consequences. I want to read that one again. You cannot hide the idolatry in your life and hope that it won't have any consequences. It may be hidden to others, but it is not hidden to God. He knows. He knows. He looks past even to the area beyond what you know about yourself and knows the real value and the real price tag you put on the things of this world. He knows. And you can't hide it from him. Number four, you cannot camp on the mountaintop without passing through some difficult valleys. The thing I like about Shechem is that I think it represents God's presence with Jacob on the journey. The thing I like about Jerusalem is it speaks of the permanent tabernacle that God is going to make. But sometimes to pass from here to here, as Joshua did, you have to pass through a valley called Achor, a valley called trouble. Because it's during that time of trouble that you prove who you really are. Whether or not you'll go into your tent and hide what's there, or whether you'll go in and you'll bring it out and destroy it. Whether or not you'll trust him on the journey. Whether or not you'll stop when the journey's not over, as we talked about last week. Well, Jesus encounters the Samaritan woman, and the conflict is still raging. So where are we supposed to worship God? Are we supposed to worship up here on the mountain where he promised us the land? Are we supposed to worship down here where Abraham called in the name of the Lord? You know, where are we supposed to go? I mean, when you read the scriptures, you can almost understand the conflict that erupted. But it's all a distraction. Because Jesus said, true worshipers, it doesn't matter whether you're on this mountain or anywhere in between. My worshipers will worship me in spirit and in truth. Meaning their motives are clean. When they come to me and they worship me, it's because they want to worship me. They're not going through the motions. When they hear a message that calls them to deal with idols or sin in their life, they don't run and try to hide it. They don't try to negotiate their way out of it, but they deal with it the way it really is. That's truth. And the truth will only set you free when you let it set you free and get rid of all the other stuff. Does this make any sense? I know it's a little discombobulated, but today my day's been a little discombobulated. I don't know all the significance. It was one of those things where I got in there, I'm like, Lord, there's significance in the places, there's significance in the actions, there's so much, I can't do it in one night. But I know this, God says, I'll go with you on the journey. from mountaintop to mountaintop and through the valley, but you got to walk with me in spirit and in truth. No negotiating, no hiding, no downplaying, no looking over your shoulder at the world, but walking with me in purity. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for the lessons that we derive from your word. And Father, there's so much more here. Lord, there's so much that you are speaking even to my own heart, things where you expose in me where I'm infatuated with the things of this world. And I ask that you would help me to overcome those things, to set those things aside. And Father, I know that there are probably others in this room that I'm not the only one that has been enticed to go out and to look at the things of this world. And Father, I pray that you would start a work in us tonight, that you would truly give us clean hands and a pure heart, that you would help us to press into you. Father, I pray these things in the precious name of Jesus, the worthy Lamb. Amen.